budget neutral. That doesn't cost the government anything, as opposed to Barack Obama's plan to mandate health care coverage and have this universal government-run program. And unless you're pleased with the way that the federal government has been running anything lately, I don't think that it's going to be real pleasing for Americans to consider health care being taken over by the feds. But a $5,000 health care credit through our income tax, that's budget neutral, that's going to help. And he also wants to erase those artificial lines between states so that through competition, we can cross state lines. And if there's a better plan offered somewhere else, we'd be able to purchase that. All so right. Affordability and accessibility will be the keys there with that $5,000 tax credit also being offered.
Thank you, Governor. Senator.
Gwen, I don't know where to start. We don't call it redistribution in my neighborhood, Scranton, Claymont, Wilmington, the places I grew up, to give the fair to say that not giving ExxonMobil another $4 billion tax cut this year, as John calls for, and giving it to middle-class people to be able to pay to get their kids to college. We don't call that redistribution. We call that fairness, number one. Number two, factually, 95% of the small businesses in America, their owners make less than $250,000 a year. They would not get one single solitary penny increase in taxes, those small businesses. Now, with regard to the health care plan, you know, it's with one hand you give it, the other you take it. You know how John McCain pays for his $5,000 tax credit you're going to get, a family will get? He taxes as income every one of you out there, every one of you listening who has a health care plan through your employer. That's how he raises $3.6 trillion on your taxing your health care benefit to give you a $5,000 plan, which his website points out will go straight to the insurance company. And then you're going to have to replace a $12,000, that's the average cost of the plan you get through your employer, it costs $12,000. You're going to have to replace a $12,000 plan because 20 million of you are going to be dropped. 20 million of you will be dropped. So you're going to have to replace a $12,000 plan with a $5,000 check you've just given to the insurance company. I call that the ultimate bridge to nowhere.
Thank you, Senator. Now, I want to try to get you both to answer a question that neither of your principals quite answered when my colleague Jim Lehrer asked it last week. Starting with you, Senator Biden, what promises, given the events of the week, the bailout plan, all of this, what promises have you and your campaigns made to the American people that you're not going to be able to keep?
Well, the one thing we may have to slow down is a commitment we made to double foreign assistance. We'll probably have to slow that down. We also are going to make sure that we do not go forward with the tax cut proposals of the administration of John McCain, the existing one for people making over $250,000, which is $130 billion this year alone. We're not going to support the $300 billion tax cut that they have for corporate America and the very wealthy. We're not going to support another $4 billion tax cut for ExxonMobil. And what we're not going to also hold up on, Gwen, is we cannot afford to hold up on providing for incentives for new jobs by an energy policy creating new jobs. We cannot slow up on education to give, because that's the engine that is going to give us the economic growth and competitiveness that we need. And we are not going to slow up on the whole idea of providing for affordable health care for Americans, none of which, when we get to talk about health care, is as the governor characterized. The bottom line here is that we are going to, in fact, eliminate those wasteful spending that exist in the budget right now. A number of things I don't have time because the light is blinking that I won't be able to mention, but one of which is the $100 billion tax dodge that, in fact, allows people to take their post office box offshore, avoid taxes. I call that unpatriotic. That's what I'm talking about.
Governor.
Well, the nice thing about running with John McCain is I can assure you he doesn't tell one thing to one group and then turns around and tells something else to another group, including his plans that will make this bailout plan, this rescue plan, even better. I want to go back to the energy plan, though, because this is an important one that Barack Obama, he voted for in 2005. Senator Biden, you would remember that in that energy plan that Obama voted for, that's what gave those oil companies those big tax breaks. Your running mate voted for that. You know what I had to do in the state of Alaska? I had to take on those oil companies and tell them, no, you know, any of the greed there that has been kind of instrumental, I guess, in their mode of operation. That wasn't going to happen in my state, and that's why Tillerson at Exxon and Volvo at ConocoPhillips, bless their hearts, they're doing what they need to do as corporate CEOs, but they're not my biggest fans, because what I had to do up there in Alaska was to break up a monopoly up there and say, you know, the people are going to come first, and we're going to make sure that we have value given to the people of Alaska with those resources, and those huge tax breaks aren't coming to the big multinational corporations anymore, not when it adversely affects the people who live in a state and in this case, in a country who should be benefiting at the same time. So it was Barack Obama who voted for that energy plan that gave those tax breaks to the oil companies.